Terrence Cody's got a knee sprain. It does not look to be a long-term sprain. We'll know more probably tomorrow, but it could be that this week, but more likely it's a couple weeks. We'll see. Sean Drone had a high ankle sprain, so we'll see how that goes. I don't know the severity of it, but it is termed right now as a high ankle. Albert McClellan's got a minor hip, and really that's all the major stuff right there. Okay, as far as the game went, just commend our football. That's a great team win. You know, commend the football team for playing rock-solid football, for displaying the mental toughness it takes to beat a team of that caliber, to overcome a first quarter the way we did when we really had no field position, when our defense or our offense had no field position, our defense to step up and keep them out of the end zone, for the score only to be 6-0, the way that the field position football went in the first quarter, I thought was just outstanding. Come out in the second quarter, have the interception for the return, then the punt return to break the game a little bit and build some momentum for us. Two huge plays by the defense and by the special teams. Come out in the third quarter and take it right down the field and get that score to build on top of that was big. And then I thought our defensive line was just tremendous. I mean, you can talk about the secondary. We covered those good receivers, 9 routes, crossing routes. But the D-line, we played with 4 guys most of the game against that run game. And against that quarterback was really special. So it's just a great team win, rock-solid win, and we're very proud of that.
John, with all the new faces you have in the defense, has it come together faster than you thought it might?
Yeah. That's a good question. You know, it's hard to put a timetable on it, Mike, exactly, but we feel like we can be a great defense. We're still working towards that. But, and we talked about this last night, we do feel we're as far along as we could possibly be right now with this group. I'd say on both sides of the ball, as far along as we could possibly be with a new group at this time.
John, your thoughts on how Bernard Pierce did today as he kind of battled the Devils'
yard? Yeah, you know, Bernard battled the whole game. That's a really good front. You know, and we were battling up front, and Jim stayed with the run game, was patient with it, which was good because it kept the clock moving. We made some big third down conversions again. But for Bernard to take the ball north-south against that defense and hold on to the football, you know, was a key part of the game. Oh, yeah, Tandon was well blocked. For one thing, we got the gunner's block, which is not easy. And Tandon made a couple guys miss and then showed some real acceleration up the sideline.
The cleaning up of the penalties, something was said maybe perhaps at halftime because virtually none in the second half, maybe one.
Right. Well, as I recall, mostly the ones that were concerned were the offensive line penalties. And we had, I think we grabbed the face mask twice in there. We had a holding. Sometimes against a good front, that stuff comes up. But we don't need to do that. You know, our offensive line is too good to have to resort to those kind of, you know, technique issues. So we talked about it at halftime. The guys did a good job of cleaning it up.
The 12 men on the field, was that just a miscommunication?
That was a mistake on our part. Once we had an injury there, we lost a player who wasn't on the team anyway. Another player thought he was replacing that guy, and then we got stuck with 12 on the field. So for me, if I'd have seen it soon enough, I'd have called timeout. And I didn't do that. I didn't see it soon enough.
John, your background's in special teams in the NFL. How important and how big is it to break a play like that, you know, having worked with a play with us?
Right. Well, you're right. I mean, it's just a momentum changer for the special teams. You have an opportunity. And they did a great job with their special teams on field position. I mean, how about Leckler punting us about a 65 or so yard punt that he drops on the 1 yard line and it dies? I mean, that's just phenomenal. He's just a tremendous punter. But for us to be able to make a play against that group was huge for us. And obviously, it was a big turning point in the game.
Is that just a matter?
We had an injury here. Our security, our chief security officer just went down.
Being able to attack downfield to start the second half, was that more a matter of finally having the field position, or what allowed you guys to do that?
Well, right, it was a matter of having field position. You're exactly right, because it's hard to throw those passes off your goal line. So that was important. And then, you know, Torrey Smith. I mean, who can say enough about Torrey Smith? And a year ago this week was something that we all lived through. And that was on all of our minds as well. And for Torrey, again, to dedicate that to his brother and his family and to play the way he did is very special.
With all the injuries, have you had to take things out of your offensive playbook?
I don't know what we had in our offensive playbook at this point. I mean, we're so new to this with a bunch of new players. No, we really haven't. You know, we're still building an offensive playbook at this time.
Thoughts on Justin Tucker coming back after missing 2 last week?
Right. Well, you know, Randy Brown, who coaches our kickers, just came over and told me we got our kicker back, you know, and we had our kicker back on Wednesday. You know, he came out Wednesday and did a great job. Tuck's a rock solid guy. He doesn't really, he doesn't let things bother him too much. I think he's very confident.
Was it fun for you to have Braley, the defense on the field before the game?
Right. That was really something. You know, it's, you just never know how emotional you're going to get about these things, but when Ray came out and the crowd went crazy the way it did, I think everybody expected him to do the dance and the music to start up. But Ray said no to that. You know, that's not something Ray wanted to do. You know, he's already danced his last dance. And I thought that was very respectful to the guys who were coming out behind him. So it was a very special moment.
What did you say to Ed Reed in the game and after the game?
I said, hey, you still got it. I didn't call him an old man, but he still got it. He played very well, just like he expected that he would. And we talked before the game. It was just kind of family stuff and everything. But there's tremendous respect and love there, you know. And it'll forever be a Raven. You know, he's a Texan now, but he'll forever be a Raven.
John, special teams touchdown, and you got a defensive touchdown.
One second.
Was it either one of the returns, or was it both that really kicked the momentum?
You know, it's hard to evaluate which is which. I'd say both. You know, both were huge. It's 14 points. That's really what it boils down to. I mean, you're talking about 14 points there, and that's a huge difference in the game.
You got the special teams touchdown, and you got a defensive touchdown, too. I mean, is that obviously taking some pressure off your offense when things like that happen?
Well, right. I mean, we just said, it's 14 points, which is huge. I mean, anytime that you're able to score 14 points, I don't care how you do it, especially in quick fashion like that, it's just a tremendous turning point.
You talk about Darryl Smith and that play and then what he's meant to you guys since he's been here.
Right. Well, Darryl Smith, we were in a little zone where we were passing off the coverage there, and Darryl anticipated the route and stepped right in front of it. It was just a great play. I've seen him make that play in practice a bunch of times. The impact he's had in our defense, and I think, you know, it's sort of fitting, I guess, there's an article to be written there about, you know, Ray going into the Ring of Honor and Darryl playing the way he played, not only in this game, but the way he's played all year, to try and transition that position It's probably pretty deep, and you could probably come up with something there, you know, if you give it some thought.
All right. It's a Manning game, and it's seven touchdowns. You guys have been up 15 points. Whether or not Payton's pass has changed.
We played better. You know, the biggest difference is we haven't given up the big plays, and that's the biggest difference.